Vomit fire, become fire.
Fire.
In the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
In the mighty.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for moving us forward on every side. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for making us to succeed and excel. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making us to prosper in everything we do. Thank you for lifting us up above all limitations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy and for terminating their plan from coming to pass. Thank you, Father. We thank you for giving us good health. Thank you for making us to enjoy your divine healing and deliverances. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your power in our lives. Thank you for your grace that is producing results in our lives. Thank you for making us stronger than our weaknesses. Thank you for making us stronger than all the works and powers of darkness. Blessed be your holy name. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are here this midnight to pray and also seek you and worship and praise you. I ask that you have fellowship with us and that you help us touch our lives, change our lives in the name of Jesus. Give us breakthroughs we have been waiting for. Give us deliverance and healing and blessings in Jesus' name. Speak to us, guide us, and fill us with your Holy Spirit again in Jesus' name. Let every prayer we'll pray here in this prayer session come from your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. And we welcome you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing worship songs before we go into prayers. I mean prayer points. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. For your mercies, we say thank you. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We give you all the glory. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hosanna.
Of the Lord,
who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. There is power, mighty in the blood. There is power, mighty in the blood, in the blood of Jesus. There is power, mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power, mighty in the blood. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. And angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. Hallelujah. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare the everlasting love for you. We like unto thee, oh, we like unto thee, Lord, among the gods, among the gods, who is like thee, ye are glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, divine wonder, hallelujah. Among the God who is like thee, you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might belong to the Lord forever and ever. Amen. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He made the dead to live. Hallelujah. He made the deaf to hear. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning within. Thou changest not thy compassion. They feel not. As thou art been, thou forever will be. Oh, great be thy faithfulness. Great be thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy thy seed. All I have needed I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto thee. come down. Oh Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. Come down right now. Manifest your power. Come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power as we pray in your presence. Manifest your power. Come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. And oh God, you are excellent. Glorious is your name. Mighty is your power. God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are and excellent. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forever. I will praise Jesus. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endure forever. Your mercies endure forever and ever. O three in the holy name, hallelujah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah. You are the man of war. Your mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name.
Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto Jesus be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life, every day. Hallelujah, Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life, every day. Hallelujah, Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and praise him. Magnify him. Adore him. Worship him. Give him praises. Give him honor. Give him blessings. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The first and the last. The all sufficient God. The self-sufficient God, the lily of the valley, the bright morning star, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, is the one who was and is and is to come. He is the Most High God. Is higher than everyone, higher than everything. He is higher than the heavens. He is higher than the earth. He is greater than all, stronger than all, mightier than all. He is before all things. He existed before every other thing existed. And he's the one holding all things together. Worshiping. Worshiping. We praise you, Father. Creator of the universe. Savior of the world. Light of the world. we worship you, Lord. Eternal King, everlasting Father, we worship you, Lord. Giver of life, giver of peace, giver of joy, we worship you. We praise you, Father. You control times and seasons. You make impossible things possible. You open doors no man can shut. You shut doors no man can open. We worship you, Father. For you are highly exalted, far above all your enemies, far above all thrones and kingdoms, and dominions and principalities and powers. You are highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Who else can save except you? Only you can save. Only you can heal. Only you can deliver. Only you can change lives. Only you can do what no man can do. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You can say, thank you, Father, for your grace that is sufficient for me to do every good work. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your grace that is sufficient for me. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in my life. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Father, for your grace that is sufficient in my life so that I can do good works. So that I can do everything right in your sight. Thank you for making your grace to be sufficient in my life. So that I can do righteousness. So that I can please you. So that I can do your will. Thank you for supplying me with enough grace to live the kind of life you want me to live, to do the things you want me to do, to become the person you want me to be. Thank you for giving me grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord. You can say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing the strength of my enemies, the power of my enemies, to succeed over me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for not allowing the power of my enemies to walk on my life. Thank you for not allowing the strength of my enemies to walk on my life. Thank you for not allowing the strength of my enemies to conquer me. Thank you for not allowing the weapons of my enemies to overcome me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for not allowing the powers of my enemies to overcome me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for everything you are doing in me to draw me closer unto yourself. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for everything you're doing in me to draw me closer unto yourself. Thank you, Father, for everything you're doing in me to make me grow spiritually, to make me grow in knowing you, to make me grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything you're doing in my life to draw me closer unto yourself, to make me become like you in nature, in character. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for the power you have given me to conquer many battles, to fight and overcome many battles. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for the power, for the strength that you have given me to conquer many battles. Thank you, Father, for the power you have given me to conquer many battles that have risen up against me. Thank you for the authority. Thank you for the anointing you have given me to overcome a lot of battles that have confronted my life and destiny. A lot of battles that have confronted my calling. Thank you for the power you give me to conquer them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for destroying all the works of the devil that were done against me. Say, thank you, Father, for destroying all the works of the devil, all the works of darkness, all the works of witchcraft, all the works of demons that were done against my life. Thank you, Father, for destroying them. Thank you for destroying all the evil work the enemy did against me, against my health, against my life, against my calling, against my progress and success and prosperity. Thank you for destroying all the works of the devil that was done against my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for stopping the oppression of the enemy from prevailing over my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for answering a lot of my prayers. Say, thank you, Father, for answering a lot of my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for answering a lot of my prayers. Thank you for answering a lot of my prayers. Thank you for granting my request. Thank you for doing so many things I have asked you to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing me to pray in vain. Thank you for not allowing me to fast in vain. Thank you for not allowing me to depend on you in vain. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're also going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your presence in my life that is making difficult things easy. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your presence in my life that is making difficult things easy for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence in my environment. Thank you for your presence that follows my life, that is making difficult things easy for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make every good thing in my life the enemy has stopped from moving forward, from progressing. Make them to start to move forward. Make them to start to move forward. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make every good thing in my life that the enemy have frozen, that the enemy have stopped from moving forward, make them to move forward now. In the name of Jesus, every good thing in my life, in my destiny, that I've been frozen by darkness, that I've been stopped by darkness from progressing, from moving forward, Father, move them forward now. In the name of Jesus, every good thing in my life that have become stagnant, oh Lord, move them forward now by your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, every good thing in my family that have been frozen by the devil, Father, move them forward now. In the name of Jesus, release them to move forward right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against everything the enemy is doing to make me lose the blessings that God has already released into my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. I come against everything that the enemy is doing to make me lose blessings that God has released into my life. I decree that the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every activity of the devil, every activity of demons, every witchcraft activity that is making me to lose blessings and helps, God already released it into my life. I decree that fire of the Holy Ghost consume them all right now in the name of Jesus. Everything the enemy is doing to make sure that God's blessing does not stay in my life, to make sure that God's blessing does not manifest in my life, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Jesus Christ said, whatsoever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let whatsoever my Heavenly Father has not planted in my life be rooted up now. Let everything my Heavenly Father has not planted in my life be rooted up now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Dajana has to be still a Kabbalasta. Let everything my Heavenly Father has not planted in my life be rooted up right now. Let it be rooted up right now. In the name of Jesus. Everything my Heavenly Father has not planted in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, and is dead, let it be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus, everything in my life that my Heavenly Father did not plant, I command them to be uprooted. I command them to come out of my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, everything my Heavenly Father have not planted in my life, I command them to come out of my life right now. I command them to be uprooted right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, have mercy on my life and give me everything that I need at this time to succeed, to excel. The Father, have mercy on me and give me everything I need now to succeed, to excel, to prosper. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, have mercy on me and give me everything that I need to succeed, everything that I need to excel, everything that I need to prosper. Give them to me now. In the name of Jesus. The spiritual strength that I need to succeed, give them to me now. The spiritual gift that I need to succeed, Father, give them to me now. In the name of Jesus. The divine revelation that I need to succeed, to prosper, to excel, Father, give them to me now. In the name of Jesus, the anointing, the power that I need to succeed, to excel and to prosper. Father, release them into my hands right now. In the name of Jesus. the destiny helpers that I need to succeed in life, in calling, in destiny. Father, release them into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Release them now. The help that I need. The resources that I need. The material things that I need to succeed in life, to excel in my calling. Father, give them to me now. In the name of Jesus. The financial supply that I need to succeed and to excel and to prosper, Father, release into my life now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. It is possible for you to think you're successful when you are not actually successful. Yeah, there are a lot of people in the world, even Christians, that think they are successful, but they are not successful. Yeah, some they think they are successful because they have a lot of money. Some they think they are successful because they have fame. Yeah. But they are not successful. Yeah. Some they think they're successful because they have some material things. They have some properties, some earthly possessions. Yeah, but they are not actually successful by divine measurement. So only God can actually confirm, or let me say, only God should confirm if you are successful or not. Yeah. Yeah, it is when God tells you that you are successful, that you are doing well, that is when you should believe that you are doing well. Don't use Don't use your human wisdom to measure your success. Don't use the presence of material possessions in your life to measure your success. Yeah, let God be the one to confirm whether you are successful or not. Let God be the one to tell you if you are successful or not. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal to me the things you require from my life, the things you are expecting expecting from our life, so that I can do them and be successful. Again, say, Father, reveal to me the things you require from my life so that I can do them and be successful in your sight. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So there's a divine measurement that is measuring your life. And heaven is measuring your life. Heaven is checking if your life is meeting up with divine requirement. If your life does not meet up with heaven's requirement, then you are not successful. Or whatever success you have is not good. Yeah, so begin to say, Father, show me the things that you require from my life so that I can do them and have good success. Show me the things you require from my life so that I can do them and be successful in your side. Not in my own side, but in your side. Show me what you want me to do with my life here on earth so that I can do them and please you, so that I can do them and be successful in your sight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to satisfy your desire. Help me to satisfy your desire from my life. Help me to satisfy what you are desiring, what you are expecting from my life. Help me to satisfy your desire. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me to satisfy your desire. Help me to please you with my life. That's another way of saying that prayer. You may please men with your life, but if God is not pleased, you have lived a wasted life. Say, Father, help me to please you with my life. Help me to please you with my career. If your career is not pleasing God, you're just wasting your time. So, Lord, help me to please you with my life. Help me to please you with every aspect of my life. Help me to satisfy your desire from my life. Help me to satisfy what you are desiring from my life. Help me to give you what you are desiring from my life. Help me to give you what you are expecting from my life. In the name of Jesus. Help me to also know what you are requiring from my life.
And help me to understand what you are expecting from my life. And help me to give you what you desire from my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. Yeah, you know, many Christians are concerned about their own desires. Yeah, but they don't care about God's desires. Yeah. And divine relationship does not work like that. Yeah. You're not supposed to be asking God all the time to give you your desire. What about God's own desire and what He's expecting from your life? Have you given Him what He's expecting from your life? We are bride to Jesus. Jesus is the bridegroom. We are, the church is bride. So now, your husband, or our husband, which is Jesus, has desire, and you are not giving him his desire. And then you're saying, give me what I want. You're only saying, do for me what I want. Then what about what he wants? So when will you start to give him what he wants from your life? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a selfless heart that we do everything to satisfy your desires. You're going to say, Father, create in me a selfless heart that will do everything possible to satisfy your desire. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. This is how we show that we love Him, by satisfying His desires. That's how you show how much you love Him. So do you really love Him? Say, Father, create in me a selfless heart that will do anything. A selfless heart that will do everything to satisfy your desires. In the name of Jesus, give me such a heart that cares so much for you. Give me such a heart that cares so much for your desires. Give me such a heart that will do everything possible to satisfy your desires. Father, give me such heart. Create in me such heart right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You see, there is nothing God will not give people that holds nothing back from Him. There is nothing God will not give those people. People that are so much in love with Him, and people that will do anything He desires, people that will give Him everything He desires. There is nothing God cannot give such people. Yeah, so before you ask for big things from God, before you ask for big blessings, whether spiritual blessings or physical blessings, before you ask for something big from God, you need to ask yourself first if you have given God your best. Yeah, you need to ask yourself first if you have satisfied His desire from your life, if you have satisfied His expectation from your life. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of things that look big in our own eyes, but it's too small in God's eyes. Yeah. I think I had a story of somebody that got a contract, and his profit from that contract was huge, or was, you know, in his own eyes, it was a lot of money. And then he looked at that money, and then before he got that contract, he belonged to a local church. And, you know, in that church, they were not much. Maybe that church was still growing, so the church was not yet popular, and they were not that much. So now he got a contract that, you know, which of course was through the prayers he prayed in that church. He got a contract, and then the prophet that belongs to him from the contract was a lot of money. And then he looked at the 10% of that money. Yeah, and then he felt like, oh, even the 10% of this money is too big in his eyes. And then he felt like, oh, how will I give this big amount of money to this small church, to this local church that is not even popular, that people don't even know? So he refused. So he went to look for a popular church, or a popular ministry to give the tithe to give the 10% to. That's just the story. But then, after some time, the small ministry or the small church, he felt, oh, why should I give this big money to this small church or small ministry? You know, that church, you know, today, that church today is now so huge in capacity. They now have a lot. In fact, they have a lot of money far bigger than what that man withheld. In fact, they have a lot of resources that's probably times 100 of what that man withheld. Yeah, so this is where I'm going. There are many things that look so big in your eyes, that is too small in the eyes of God. And then you are thinking, why will I give God this much? You feel like, oh, I think God is asking too much from me. Why would I give God this much? Yeah, do you know what? Just the way you are saying, oh, why would I give God this much? I think this is too much. The same way God is saying, why should I give this my child what he is asking for? Or what she is asking for. So if you are withholding your best from God, God also will withhold his best from you. Yeah, so that is how it is. So before you ask for big things from God, ask yourself first if you have given God your best. Yeah, because if you have not, forget about what you're asking for. You're not likely to get it. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me an heart that gives you the best. Yeah, the best I can give, the best available, yeah, the best that is in my power to give. So Father, create in me a heart that gives you the best. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. This does not apply only to money. Yeah, it applies to every aspect of your life. Have you given God the best of your time? Have you given God the best of your skill, whatever skill you have? Yeah, ask him to give you such heart that gives him the best. Yeah, continue to pray. Say, Father, create in me a heart that gives you the best of everything, the best of everything that is in my power to give. Create in me a heart that will withhold nothing from you. Create in me such heart right now. In the name of Jesus. Create in me a heart that gives you the best of everything that I have. The best of everything that is in my power to give. Oh Lord, create in me such heart. Create in me such heart. In the name of Jesus. Let nothing be too big in my eyes to give you. As on that way of praying that prayer. Father, let nothing be too big in my eyes to give you. Let nothing be too important in my eyes to give you. Or too expensive in my eyes to give you. Create in me a heart that gives you the best. Create in me a heart that gives you the best worship, the best praise, the best thanksgiving, the best concentration, attention, created me and how that gives you the best of everything. Create in me such heart now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. When I look at the life of some Christians, their lives irritate me. Yeah, because I look at the way they relate with God. Yeah, I look at the way they relate with God, and I began to ask myself, is that the same God that I serve, that these people are serving this way? Yeah, is it the same God that I serve, that these people are serving this way? Yeah. So the way they relate with God, you know, is so irritating to me. Yeah, because I was expecting, I mean, when I look at the lives of such Christians, I would expect that they value God so much. I would expect that they put God, you know, in the same place I put him in my life. But then I don't see that. So I began to ask, yeah, is it the same God that I serve, these people are serving? Yeah, so the question is, what place does God occupy in your life? Where have you placed him in your life, in your heart? How precious is he to you? Yeah. So that will determine how you will serve him. And one thing I like about God is that he's so perfect. Yeah. If you place him so low in your heart, he will do the same thing to you. He will also place you so low in his heart. But if you place him so high in your heart, he will do the same thing. He will also place you so high in his heart. Yeah, so God is no respecter of persons. It is whatever you sow that you reap. Yeah, so where have you placed God in your heart? Do you even fear him? Yeah, how important is he to you? How valuable is he to you? Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to put God where he belongs, in my heart and in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God is nobody's name. And God is forever highly exalted. If you dishonor him, you despise him, he will dishonor you and also despise you. Yeah. And of course, you can't force him to do anything. He's a perfect judge. He knows your heart. He knows the intents of your heart. So begin to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The Holy Spirit, help me to put God where he belongs, in my life. Help me to put God where He belongs in my heart. Help me to put God where He belongs in my life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me to give God the praise that belongs to Him. Help me to give God the honor that belongs to Him. Help me to give God the value that belongs to Him. Help me to put God where He belongs in my heart and in my life. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we saw the story about this woman. This woman who broke the alabaster box. Yeah, many of you have read that. You have read that place in your Bible. Yeah, the story of the woman that went to buy a very expensive oil or ointment. And in fact, the Bible says that the cost of that oil is equal to a year's salary. A whole year's salary of normal workers in those days. Yeah, and in fact, it was even more than a year's salary, not a month's salary, a year. A year wages, if you can also call it like that. So and this woman bought that ointment, and then he came to Jesus. He broke that box, and poured out all of it on the feet of Jesus. Yeah, and started to clean the oil with her hair. Why would someone do that? In fact, it was one of the disciples that was saying, "What a waste!" Because this that disciple was saying that this ointment could have been sold and the money given to the poor. Yeah, and Jesus answered and said, "You will always have the poor, but me, you will not always have me." Yeah. This is where I'm going. Why would that woman do that? Yeah, it shows that action is a reflection of where she has placed Jesus in her heart. Yeah, because to her, that was even too small to give to Jesus. Yeah, that was why she felt, okay, let me just waste it on his feet. Yeah, she felt like Jesus is worth much more than anything she could imagine. So she felt, let me waste this thing on him. Yeah, to show him that he is worth much more than any, much more than anything that is expensive. I pray that God will give you the same heart that was in that woman. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, creates in me a heart that will move me to waste anything on Jesus. Yeah, I'm using the word waste. Yeah, because that was exactly what that woman did. Yeah, because the people, let me say, that disciple that was with Jesus, that was in that place where the event took place, saw it as a waste. Yeah, so in the same way, you're supposed to do something. There are some things you're supposed to do for Jesus, for God. That people will say, what a waste. Unbelievers that sees it would say, what a waste. And that is exactly what we are praying for right now. Yeah, that you would do some things for God, and people around will say, what a waste. And God is glorified when they say that. When they say, oh, what a waste. Well, why do you waste such huge amounts of money? When they say that, then God is glorified. Yeah, because you are saying that God is more valuable than money. Yeah, I hope you are getting the meaning of the prayer point. So that is why we are going to use the word waste in that prayer point. So that while you give God so much, and people keep saying you are wasting resources, you start to get a lot of reward both in heaven and on earth. So you're going to pray that prayer point. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that will move me to waste anything on Jesus. To waste everything on Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Not everyone can do this thing, but when God creates the heart in you, you will be able to do it. Yeah, you'll be able to do it. Say, Father, create in me a heart. Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that will move me to waste anything and everything on Jesus. And how that will move me to waste resources on Jesus. To waste a lot of money on Jesus. To waste my possessions on Jesus. To waste my strength on Jesus. Creating me such hard. Creating me and hard. That will move me to waste my time on Jesus. To waste my life on Jesus. To waste everything I have and everything I have on Jesus. Create in me such heart, Holy Spirit. Such heart that withholds nothing from Jesus. Creating me such harm. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to serve you in such a way that is greater than the way anybody has ever served you. Yeah. If you want God to give you a promotion that is very high, then start do something for him that is beyond what many people are doing for him. Yeah. Give him what, you know, what is beyond what many people give him. Yeah, that is how he will promote you. Yeah, do something for him that is beyond what average Christians will do for God. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, help me to serve you in such a way that is greater than the way many people serve you, than the way many Christians serve you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to serve you. Help me to dedicate myself to you. Help me to commit myself to you in such a way that is beyond the commitment others give you. Help me to consecrate myself to you in such a way that is beyond the consecration many people give you, the consecration majority gives you. Help me, Father, continue to pray like that. Help me, Father, to serve you in an excellent way. Help me to serve you in an excellent way. Help me to serve you in a way that is beyond the way majority in the church are serving you. Help me to serve you with a heart that is greater, or that is purer than the hearts many people use in serving you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. I'm not trying to say you should be competing with other Christians. Yeah, but I'm trying to stir up a strong hunger in your heart that is willing to give God the best. Yeah. Of course, you can't even know the way other people are serving God. Yeah, because serving God has a lot to do with your heart than your actions. So that prayer that says, God should help you serve Him beyond the way many are serving Him. So it's very personal, and it's between you and God. Yeah, because only God actually can tell how people serve Him. Yeah, you can't just tell how people serve. We can't tell if the way people serve God is correct, but you know, by what we see with our physical eyes, only God can actually tell if the way anybody's serving is correct. Yeah, so that prayer point is not for you to be competing or comparing yourself with another person. Yeah, so I still want you to pray that that prayer again. Now, I want you to understand that we are in the last days, and God has a lot. God has a lot of things He wants to do here on earth, but then is looking for those that will be qualified for His use. Yeah, and to be qualified is to stand out. Yeah, so God wants to do great things in the head, and He's looking for those that will be qualified for Him to use to do those great things. And to be qualified is to stand out of more of the multitudes. Do something that majority are not doing. Something righteous, something pure, something heavenly that many people are afraid to do. Something many people are afraid to give God. You give God that. Yeah. That is how you will be qualified for great things God wants to do. I mean, for great things God wants to use people to do on earth. That is how you'll be qualified for God to use you. Yeah, I believe you understand my point. Yeah, so you have to stand out. Yeah, so look at the Bible. Look at what the Bible says, what the Bible teaches, and then look at the world, look at the church, and begin to ask yourself, how many people in the world, how many people in the church are doing this thing that the Bible says? Yeah, and then maybe you discover that very few are doing it. Then you tell yourself and say, hi, we'll stand out. I don't care if I am the only one that will do this thing that the Bible says. I will start to do it. So that is how you'll be qualified for what God wants to do in these last days. Yeah, but if you don't stand out, you don't do anything different, yeah, from the others, God will continue to wait for those that are qualified. Yeah, so you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, help me to stand out of the multitudes in the world, multitudes in the church. Help me to stand out, to serve you in an acceptable way, to give you the service that you deserve. Help me to stand out of multitudes in the world, multitudes in the church, to give you the service you deserve, to give you the worship you deserve, to give you the righteousness you deserve. Open your mouth and begin to present that. Help me to stand how to give you the obedience you deserve. Continue to pray like that. If you don't stand how, you will not be qualified. Not the way Daniel stood half. There were many Jews in Babylon. There were many Jews in Babylon. But Daniel stood half. There were many Jews in Babylon. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood half. Yeah, even now there are many Christians in Kobe. Will you stand half? Or you just be like them? Or you just want to be like them? Yeah, everybody's doing it. Everybody dishonoring God. Nobody fears God. Nobody obeys God. So let me just join them. I will not join them. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Father, help me to stand out of multitudes in the world, multitudes in the church, to give you a quality service that you deserve, to give you a quality commitment, dedication, obedience, sacrificing that you deserve. Help me to stand out of multitudes in the world, to give you a quality consecration that you deserve. In the name of Jesus, help me to give you the righteousness and holiness that you deserve. Help me to give you the purity that you deserve. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the plans you have for my life, so that I will align my life with your plan. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the plans you have for my life, so that I will align my life with your plans. In the name of Jesus. So that I will stop wasting my time doing things that have no connection with your plans. Open my eyes to see your plans for my life. Open my eyes to see your plans for my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray this prayer. Open my eyes in the name of Jesus, so that I will align my life, my decisions, my choices, my actions with your plans, so that I will not do things that is against your plans. Open my eyes now. In the
the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, I was telling some people some time ago, maybe it was an intercessory prayer meeting, something like that. Yeah, I was telling them that there is a darkness in this earth that is giving people a false understanding of God, false understanding of who God is, who Jesus is. Yeah, the darkness is making people to perceive God in a very different way that is opposite of who He really is. So I want you to pray and cast out that darkness from your life. Yeah, because you must see God as He really is. You must understand God as He really is. You must see Jesus as He really is for you to really please Him and serve Him acceptably. So you're going to pray with your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my life every darkness that is giving me a wrong view of God. Every darkness that is giving me a wrong perception of God. A wrong perception of God's kingdom. A wrong understanding of God's kingdom. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove the darkness now from my head." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You have to shut up the destiny. Continue to pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my head, remove from my spirit, soul, and body every darkness giving me a wrong understanding of who God is, of who Jesus is. Every darkness giving me a wrong view, a wrong perception of who God is. A wrong knowledge of who God is. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the darkness now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray, because to some Christians, I don't know the God they are serving. Yeah, they believe you can continue to live in sin and continue to serve God at the same time. Yeah, that's the wrong view of God. I don't know who taught them that God tolerates sin. Continue to pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my life every darkness that is giving me a wrong view of who God is. Remove the darkness from my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness that is giving me a wrong picture of God, a wrong picture of Jesus, a wrong understanding of who Jesus is, a wrong understanding of the kingdom of God, and of what the kingdom of God stands for. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove such darkness from my soul.
right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray five more prayer points. And then we'll round off the session. Let me read a place for you in the scriptures. Jesus saying, it was Apostle Paul that was talking about the church. Being the bride of Christ. So let us read Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to start from verse 25. Yeah, he was actually talking about marriage, but then he decided to connect it with Jesus. You know, he decided to use that. Is that to use the concept of marriage between husband and wife to also mean the same thing between Jesus and the church? And I mean, it also means the same thing with the relationship between Jesus and his church. Yeah, so let me read Ephesians 5 from verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Yeah, so Jesus is looking for believers that are without blemish. And that was even why he died on the cross. That was why he gave himself for us, who are his bride, who are the church. Yeah, because he wants to draw close to us. But we must be pure for him to draw close to us. Yeah, so to make sure that we are he gave himself, he laid down his life so that we can be without blemish, we can be without spot, without wrinkle. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform my life into a Christian that is pure, spotless, and blameless, so that Jesus can draw close to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, transform me into the kind of Christian that is without blemish, that is without spot, that is without wrinkle, so that Jesus can draw me closer unto himself. Transform me now. Holy Spirit, change me into the kind of Christian Jesus wants. Change me to the kind of believer Jesus wants. Change me to the kind of a child of God Jesus wants. Holy Spirit, transform me now. Make me to become blameless and spotless. Make me to be pure and holy and acceptable to Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Now, if you look at the book of Revelation, you're going to see that there's going to be an event in heaven that event will happen after the rapture. That event is called the marriage supper of the Lamb. Yeah, anyone that makes it to that event, that is actually that person is the bride of Christ. Yeah, so my point is that now that we are still here on earth, we are just a potential bride of Christ. If you don't make it to heaven, you cannot be the bride of Christ. Yeah, because here, you can see here, it says in verse 27, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church. So it is in heaven that Jesus will now present his bride unto himself. Yeah. So if you don't overcome and make it to heaven, then you are not, or you can't be the bride of Christ. Yeah, but then how do you make it to heaven? By making sure that your relationship with Jesus here on earth is pure, is acceptable. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to sustain a right relationship with Jesus, with God, from now till I leave this world. So Holy Spirit, help me to sustain, to maintain a right relationship with Jesus, a right relationship with God from now till I leave the earth, either by rapture or by death. Help me to maintain a right relationship with God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Help me to maintain, help me to sustain a right relationship with Jesus. Help me to keep a right relationship with God till I leave this earth. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me to not gamble with my salvation. Help me to not trade my salvation for money. Help me to not trade my salvation for worldly pleasures. Help me to not trade my salvation for material things of the world. Help me to keep my salvation till the end. Help me, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray? You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, open your heavens over my life. And let my relationship with you be filled with glory and power. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The Father, open your heavens over my life and let my relationship with you be filled with glory and power. Let my relationship with you be filled with your realities. Let my relationship with you be filled with your power. With your power, with your glory, with your presence. Let my relationship with you be filled with your dominion, with your victory, in the name of Jesus. Let my relationship with you be filled with heavenly reality. In the name of Jesus, open your heaven over my life and help me to relate with you in a very intimate manner. Open your heavens over my life and enable me relate with you in a very close manner. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. I was hearing someone talking in a video, and the person was saying something, and then he was saying that the person has some secret, ask some secrets about government, about the government in his country. And he was saying that he would have wanted to share those secrets with people. But those people were not asking the right questions. Yeah, so my point is that you need the grace to be able to ask God the right questions. You know, when you are in God's presence, you need the grace to be able to speak the right word, utter the right word. Yeah, so, and that is what you're going to pray for right now. Yeah, when you're in God's presence, there are some words you're not supposed to say. In fact, there are some thoughts you're not supposed to think. Yeah, you're supposed to say the right word, think the right thought, so that God can reveal deep things to you. You're supposed to ask the right questions. You're supposed to pray the right prayer. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to always speak the right word whenever I am in prayer in God's presence. Help me to always speak the right word. Think the right thought. Ask the right questions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to always say the right word every time I am in God's presence. Help me to always pray the right prayers. Help me to always speak the right utterances. Help me to always think the right thought every time I am in God's presence. Help me to always ask the right questions so that God can reveal deep things to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, speak everything the enemy have damaged in my life. Say, Father, by your mercy, fix everything the enemy have damaged in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fix every aspect of my life that I've been spoiled by darkness, damaged by the enemy, damaged by demons. Fix every part of my life that I've been damaged by witchcraft attacks. Heal and restore every part of my life that the enemy have damaged, that the enemy have wounded. Father, fix them now. Heal them now. Restore them now. In the name of Jesus. Recreate every aspect of my life that the enemy have destroyed. Every aspect of my life that the enemy have wasted. Father, recreate them, restore them. right now in the name of Jesus. Recreate them. Heal them. Restore every part of my life that have been wasted by darkness. Father, restore now in the name of Jesus. And even every year the enemy have wasted in my life, oh Lord, restore the years that have been wasted by darkness. Restore them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for your love for us. We are grateful for your compassion. We are grateful for your kindness. We are grateful for your mercy toward us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because you have freely given us all things. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the transformation you have done in our lives. Thank you for the progress you have given us. Thank you for successing and prosperity you have given us. Thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you visit your people and do in their lives great signs and wonders that will make your name to be glorified and to be celebrated in their lives. But I do it now in Jesus' name. Visit your people and change their stories. Give them all the help that they need at this point in time. Father, do it now in Jesus' name. I ask that you help everyone here and everyone that belongs to this ministry to start to give you what you desire. Help us to start to give you what you want from our lives. Father, do so in Jesus' name. Change everything that needs to be changed in our mind, in our relationship with you. But I change everything that needs to be changed so that we can give you quality service and quality worship, acceptable service and acceptable worship. Oh Lord, change everything in us that will enable us to serve you acceptably. Father, do it now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that details about your life that you don't know, details about your calling, your destiny that you don't know, because you were not there when God planned your life. I pray that The hand of God, open your eyes to start to see those details from today onward in Jesus' name. Everything about your destiny and calling that are hidden from you, they shall now be exposed to you in the name of Jesus. Everything about God's purpose for your life that are hidden from you shall now be exposed to you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you shall live a life that heaven will celebrate. You shall live a life here on earth that heaven will celebrate, that heaven will be so happy for, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. You shall not live a wasted life. You shall live a life on earth that will benefit God and heaven forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.